A new group has filed a ballot initiative in hopes of bringing medical marijuana legalization before Utah voters in 2018. KUER's Nicole Nixon has more.
Patients and advocates have demanded legalized medical marijuana for the past several years, and they say Utah lawmakers have failed to deliver. Now the Utah Patients Coalition says it's time to bring the issue directly to Utah voters.
Utah is ready. Now is the time. We are educated, and it's the right thing to do for Utah patients.
Candy Huff is one of the sponsors of the initiative submitted to the Lieutenant Governor's office on Monday. Her daughter Madison suffers from intractable epilepsy and found relief in cannabis oil after it was legalized for epilepsy patients in 2014.
This ballot initiative is going to expand cannabis in Utah. It is going to allow for more than just epilepsy.
Advocates say the measure is conservative but passable. Dispensaries would be heavily regulated, and patients would not be allowed to smoke their cannabis. But it would allow use of the full marijuana plant through vaping, edibles, and topicals. And it would permit use by patients suffering from a much larger range of illnesses. The ballot initiative borrows heavily from a bill introduced in the Utah legislature by former Senator Mark Madsen in 2016. Madsen told KUER he is moving to Peru later this year to work on policy for legalizing medical cannabis there. But he says he's optimistic about the initiative here in Utah.
I have high hopes for this, and I'm glad to know that it's going to carry on without me.
Pending initial approval from the Lieutenant Governor's office, the Utah Patients Coalition will hold several public meetings with voters around the state. Then they will be able to begin gathering the 113,000 signatures needed to qualify for the ballot in 2018. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.